Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, August 16th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. It doesn't really matter what you did in the past. I got to be honest with you. I'm not a shrink. I don't need to like rectify what happened in the past. We just want you to make better decisions going forward, or at least the best decision that's available to you going forward. How about that? And we do that by asking you to do a little work. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air, and Mark will do everything else. Today, we're talking to Jane, who is on the line from New England, from the great state of Vermont. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much. Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark.
What's going on? How can we help you out?
So I feel like I'm going to do a public service to all these people out there who maybe don't have tons and tons of money that I always hear calling into your show. So,
okay. Jane's like, I'm representing. No problem. It doesn't matter how much money or how little money you have. We just want to hear from you. So you do it. Speak for the masses, Jane.
That's right. So I'm 51. I am a single parent. I have two teenagers, and I have really just started trying to save for my retirement in earnest in the last couple of years. And so it's been disheartening, and I've been listening to you tell everyone not to worry. So I'm trying not to worry, but what little amount that I have in my retirement looks like it's going, getting smaller and smaller on paper. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I want to talk to you about is, does it make sense for me to continue maxing out my Roth? Should I be putting money elsewhere?
So you're single?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you're maxing out your Roth. Do you mean you're putting in the 6,000 plus the extra 1,000 because you're over 50?
I have an employer Roth, so I'm doing the 26,000.
Oh, very good. Okay. So it's a Roth 401k.
Correct.
Yep. Got it. How much do you earn?
I earn 130, and then I'm eligible for commission that can be around 100. Annually.
Whoa, holy smokes. Wait a second. So I know it could be 100. What has it been in terms of like, what can you could think you could count on?
I think 100 is pretty good.
So 230 grand is great. How old are these teenagers? What ages?
14 and 17.
And are they college bound or are they not college bound kids?
One of them is, and one of them may or may not be.
Is it saving for college an important part of this for you or not?
It is important, and I do want to talk about that. I have a 529 for both of them. I did have about 100 in each. That's gone down a bit. It's about 175 combined now between the two.
Okay, but one is definitely college bound, and the other one you don't think is like I'm trying to figure out, is it the 17 or the 14? Because I want to figure out what to do with this money right now.
The 17-year-old is definitely headed to college. He's a junior right now, so we're looking at colleges. The 14-year-old may end up doing more like a trade school or, okay, you know, something that may cost some, but, you know, not.
But not the same amount. And you're already looking at colleges with 17?
Yes.
Public or private? What are we looking at?
Looking at both.
That's the wrong answer. Mark, I crack myself up. So are you still contributing to those 529 plans?
I haven't been the last couple of months. I've really cut it back.
Okay. Are you're divorced?
Yes.
And do you have a spouse that's going to help defray the cost of college, or is that spouse a bust out? And we can.
I do not have that kind of.
You don't have a. That's too bad. I like the rich ex-spouse is always better than the poor one. But you, okay, so this is all on you, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. How much money's in the Roth 401k right now?
$155,000.
Okay. Is there any money in other assets?
I have a Schwab Roth with $63,000. I have a Schwab brokerage with $94,000. I do have an emergency reserve of $50,000.
Okay.
And I just purchased an I-bond of $10,000.
Oh, my God. You're in great shape. Why are you saying you have no money?
Well,
You're very judgy of yourself, young lady.
Oh, I listen to all your callers who have millions and millions.
Oh, whatever. You know what? It's luck. Half of this stuff is just luck. You know, yes, it's discipline, but did you choose a profession that allowed you to make money? Do you live in a low cost state? Did you have a hiccup along the way, like a divorce, which is very expensive? So, like, no judgments here. I think you're in better shape than you think. When you look at your actual needs, are you renting or do you own?
Yes, I'm renting right now.
Okay, so rent and other expenses, not putting money away, but like your actual, like what it costs me to pay for my life every month with these two kids. How much is that about?
Okay, so that's a little hard to answer because one of the things that I've been doing is that when I get my commission at the end of the year, they both have private school tuition right now in high school.
Oh God. Don't have any money. Jeez. No, I'm totally kidding. Okay. So you have
I pay it ahead for the year. Okay. So I just don't have to think about it. And so, I mean, normally that would be a monthly expense, but mm-hmm. it's not actually.
But how much is private schools for the two of them?
Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't ask if I didn't want to know.
For the two of them, it's about $40,000.
Holy crap. I mean, it's funny because presumably that money is going to go bye-bye, right? So in some respects, if 17-year-old goes to college and you soak up this 529 plan and pay for college, you still are saving, you know, you still have an extra 20 grand a year, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So that's good. That's great. There's nothing bad going on here. So you're maxing out your Roth 401k. You're putting 27 grand a year. The Schwab Roth, are you doing anything with that, or is that just an old
it's
plan?
It's just sitting there.
Okay.
Can I do anything with that?
You might want to ask your employer's plan. Where the Roth 401k, where is that held? What is the company?
Vanguard.
I mean, you can ask them whether they accept Roth, old Roth contributions. They may not, but if they did, it just might be nice to combine everything and make it simple for yourself. Got your couple hundred thousand in Roth assets. You got 95,000, 4,000 in your brokerage. You've got a cash reserve. Are you doing everything right? And you're, by the way, not for nothing, you're only 50, 51. You know, you're going to be working for a while. Do you like what you do?
I like what I do.
Can you work till you're 70?
Oh God.
That was rough. Mark, what am I going to do about that? I mean, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. I would not put any more money into the 529 at all.
Okay.
So if you have extra money from that commission check, or if that commission check is much larger this year, then I would just add to the brokerage account.
Now, isn't there a big chunk of cash coming from the divorce?
I wouldn't say it's a big chunk, but I have a little bit of money that I'm trying to figure out what to do with. It's about $250,000.
Hold on. $250,000 is a lot. So is this coming in the form of a quadro, meaning is it retirement money or is it just a check?
No, it's just cash.
And you're going to use that and put it into the brokerage account, right?
I don't know. That's what you're going to tell me.
Why don't you put 20 grand a month into the brokerage account? 25 grand a month? Do it over 10 months? You have index funds in there? Is it nice and simple, I hope?
I do have some index funds. Yep. I have.
What else do you have?
I have some in individual stocks. About 30.
Because you're a good stock picker, or someone else was.
Someone else was.
Is that the X?
Or they thought they were.
So that's the X. Are those individual stocks, do they have a big gain embedded in them, or are they? I don't know how recently this all happened.
No, there's not a big gain. Some of them have a small gain.
Do you want to do this yourself, or do you want an advisor? You tell me.
I don't think I want to do it myself. It makes me too anxious.
I am going to send you the name and contact information for a young man who I actually trained when I was, you know, it was 100 years ago when I was an advisor. He now owns his own thriving firm in New England. And I'm going to send you to him because he's a good guy and he's normal and he's very good with, as I would like to say, I said, you have an unduly high respect for strong women because he has had a mother who was a very strong woman. And so he loves a strong woman. And I'm getting that in you, Jane. I'm getting the strength. So what is possible for you is a plan of action where you can either put a little bit of you can dribble the money out, you know, and he can do this with you also, which is, you know, 10, 20, 25 grand a month in dollar cost average into the brokerage account. But he's also going to be there for you to help hold your hand with the 529s and maybe help you with your 401k allocation. And he'll walk through some of the things that you need to consider. I think at the very least, you know that you're working, you know, until your full retirement age, which is Social Security. And that's, you know, unless you have some massive windfall that comes from somewhere else, I don't know where, or if you start making a lot more money and save a lot of more money. But the things you need to do now are, you know, you're doing it. You're getting your financial house in order. You've got your expenses to a very reasonable level considering your income, and you're paying for everything, and you've got the private schools, and it's all happening for you. Like you were very negative about your condition. I think you're doing great. I really do. But I think that if you want some help, we'll get you someone who can help you. And you got to try to shift your thinking a tiny bit. All right. Do you have life insurance?
Yes, I do.
How much?
I don't know if it's enough. I was trying to figure that out. I think it might be around 500,000.
Yeah, I bet you need a million, but let's just see. And then also, do you have estate planning stuff done?
I do.
Okay. Can you take a deep breath with me? Ready? Jane, you're really in much better shape. Please be nicer to yourself. Really.
Thank you. You're
doing a great job. Okay. If you, like Jane, you're in a transition, something big has happened to you, you want some help, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, check out all the wonderful content that is refreshed every single day, podcast, blog, radio show, video from TV stuff. The new book is going to be there. Very exciting. I'm really going to kill everybody. You're going to hate me when I tell you to pre-order my book, but pre-order my book and our resources section, which is fantastic. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review on Apple and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Pretty, pretty please. That will be a very nice thing to do. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.